Magma by Thora Hjörleifsdóttir. Read by Genevieve Gaunt.
I didn't know it would be such a big deal. It's not like it's incurable. Nobody's gonna die. We'll take antibiotics and then 10 days later it'll be gone. But now he thinks I'm a total slut. And I must be, since I've infected people. But I think he's being unfair. It shouldn't matter this much. He acts like I've rejected him because I've been with other men. We weren't together when I went to Central America. We'd gone on one date, and I hadn't even slept with him. I was traveling alone, so I slept around because I had nothing better to do, and I needed to fill in the gaps. I didn't know that something would grow between us. In fact, I thought it'd never happen, but I became more and more taken with him as I traveled. He sent me near constant emails, and he was always ready to talk when I went to internet cafes. We just started to connect. When I came home, we clicked. I fell head over heels. He's beautiful and smart. I don't know how many books he owns, hundreds at least, and he has this crazy DVD collection. But the chlamydia kept eating at him. He wouldn't stop interrogating me about the other boys. I held back at first. I only told him about one guy, a Norwegian in Cuba, and then I added the next one to the list, followed by the third, the fourth, the fifth. Fuck, I can't be expected to remember everything. I tried to explain that my memory isn't really that great, but he thinks I'm lying. We were gliding on a smooth current, and now he wants nothing to do with me.